You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
So here's the thing. One of the reasons why we always tell everybody about keeping up on their Botox isn't so much because we want you to come back like so frequently. The problem, and that's what I think one of the things happens, is when all the Botox completely goes away from your system, that let's say 10-day, 2-week period, when certain muscles have been injected with Botox and they're starting to get like put to rest, other muscles that want to help you do an animation that you were used to doing with those muscles that were just put to rest, it takes a little bit of time for those other muscles to accommodate and you recruit them to make you do the animation you want to do. So let me give you an example. When we inject the crow's feet here and you go out in the sun, you're not going to have a very easy time in the beginning squinting with that bright sun. Within about 2 weeks though, magically, this area still looks great, but you're able to squint a little better than you were before. And that's because you've recruited additional muscles in areas around that zone, but that weren't injected with Botox. And those muscles help do the animation that you're trying to do. And that's what happens here as well. When we try to get it so that there's like not a wrinkle on your face, in the beginning, it may be a little cumbersome because it's going to stop you from doing certain animations. But once that kind of kicks in, it's probably about a 2-week period. Other muscles that haven't been injected, if it's done properly, will help you do things that you need to do so that it doesn't feel awkward. Here's the point though. If you let that whole bunch of, let's say, 6 months go by, and now you have no more Botox in that area, you're going to need that same 10-day, 2-week period again to ramp up. If you come back within 3 to 4 months, even though you may not need the Botox yet because there's still some working, you'll never really have that 10-day, 2-week period that you have to go through that. And we know that this works because a lot of the on-air TV personalities that we inject always come in when they start to see the beginnings of like cracking or muscle action, because they know they don't want to look any different tomorrow night, let's say, than they did last week. So they don't want that 2-week period of when things look odd. So that's why I'm saying keeping up on it is probably more so from the standpoint that if you don't want everybody to know you just did your Botox or something, it's probably better to always have that 3-4 month planned out so you don't go through that 10-day, 2-week period of like awkwardness.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.